Oasis Audio presents Run to Overcome by Meb Keflezighi, read for you by John Gager. Chapter 1, An American Dream. I run a lot and pray a lot, but I generally don't ask God for a win. I was breaking precedent at the 2009 New York City Marathon. Knowing I've worked my hardest in training, I'm usually content to see whoever's best on race day win. But on November 1, 2009, I prayed to be the first across the finish line in Manhattan's Central Park. Waiting for the 26.2-mile race to start, I stood on the Verrazano Narrows Bridge in the front row of nearly 42,000 runners, braced against the chilly temperatures with my beanie, gloves, and arm warmers. I couldn't help but think of how far I had come and how much I had overcome since my childhood days in a war-torn African village. I was born in Eritrea in East Africa and, after a brief stay in Italy, emigrated with my family to the United States at the age of 12 in 1987. Growing up without electricity or running water in a rural Eritrean village, I didn't see television until we moved to Italy when I was 10. I was so naive that I thought real people were inside the TV set. Now, I was about to compete in front of 2 million spectators and a worldwide television audience of 330 million. It was just one of many examples of the incredible arc of my life from the third world to the modern world. In Eritrea, even when I was lucky enough to attend school, I never owned a textbook. Now, all my siblings of college age have graduated from or are attending U.S. universities. I went barefoot in Eritrea. Now I have a contract with Nike.